So in the post-flood world, you get more giants, and these giants have basically been continuing the war against mankind, all colors of mankind, ever since. They believe that we're less than animals to them. They want to wipe us out or enslave us. They want to outlaw Christianity. They hate God because they are damned from birth because they're not made in God's image. And they run the deep state. I know all of that sounds nutty, but I can prove it all. They have taken over in two generations, and now look at us. All of this evil didn't just come out of nowhere. It's being pushed on us by the children of Satan, literal children of Satan, the actual genetic descendants of fallen angels. They're not human.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Dustin Nemos, his website, thesarahpaim.com. All of his research is right there. By the way, the people Dustin is referring to were referred to by Archbishop Vigano in his letter to Donald J. Trump as the children of darkness. And that they most certainly are. Thanks for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Rein in wealth with a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. A gold IRA can fortify your own financial kingdom. Imagine the confidence that comes from a retirement backed by a tangible, proven asset, gold, an asset that's not at the mercy of unpredictable market swings. Gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, the realm is yours to command. Fend off concerns about economic downturns and let your wealth thrive with the timeless security of precious metals. Now, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and always perform your own due diligence before making any investment decision. But this month, the first solid 1/4 ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with King Charles image on it can be yours with your own qualifying gold IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to get started, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for pushing play, and thanks for taking time out of your day to join us for this real news broadcast about the deep state, the pedophiles, the trans agenda, and the war on humanity, which is obviously a war on our families and our children. To that extent, today we're going to have a deep dive discussion with Dustin Nemos, his website, thesarahpaim.com. And guys, believe it or not, in this one, the Old Testament Genesis 3:15 seed war is being played out behind the scenes as the real agenda and common denominator of all organized evil on earth. I know that's a big statement. Dustin is going to help us understand exactly what that means. But first, we're going to do a news roundup after we welcome my guest. Dustin, welcome back.
Thank you, Sean. It's good to be back.
Good to have you. I'm going to do a screen share here, and we're going to show your website first. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. And now they're coming for all of us, friends. We're going to vet that out with some real news from Donald J. Trump. He's not the savior, guys, but look, the war on humanity and our families and the war on Donald J. Trump, frankly, at this point, is a war on all of us. And Donald Trump wrote this on Truth Social: now that the seal is broken, in addition to closing the border and removing all of the criminal elements that have illegally invaded our country, making America energy independent and even dominant again, and immediately ending the war between Russia and Ukraine, I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the USA, Joe Biden, the entire Biden crime family, and all others involved with the destruction of our elections, borders, and country itself. You know what, guys? I don't know if that'll happen. I don't know if Donald J. Trump will get back into the Oval Office, but I do know this. Everything he wrote right there is spot on. These people are destroying our nation.
We are a failing nation. We are a nation in decline. And now these radical left lunatics want to interfere with our elections by using law enforcement. It's totally corrupt, and we can't let it happen. This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will roll out the fake news media. We will expose the rhinos for what they are. We will defeat Joe Biden and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all. We're going to liberate our country.
Dustin, I do want to do a news roundup about the war on our family, the pedo agenda, etc. But what is your response to what was said there? Because my feeling is that the man's words are spot on. And I'm glad we all know who the deep state is. They're the traitors that want to topple the Republic of the United States. And they are everywhere. They're just infested in this stinking government.
Well, you'd be hard pressed to find anything that Trump has ever said that I disagree with other than his constant endorsement of vaccines. Basically, I agree with most of the things that he said. I mean, I don't support, the gay agenda worldwide. I call it the gay world war. But basically, most of the stuff that he says is spot on. He knows how to read his constituency. He knows what we want. I question his ability to deliver, especially after they tricked him with the vaccine. But, that's a whole different conversation. I'm not necessarily as pro-Trump as I used to be, and I get a lot of flame for it right now. But, it all goes back to the same occult agenda behind both sides. So I'm a little bit, forgive me, but jaded over the whole political game. I don't really believe there is a federal political solution. I think people should be active locally. I think we're seeing the fruit of the efforts that people are putting in, especially around the schools and the school system reform. But I don't think that we have any shot at federal reform just because they're all Freemasons or secret society members or seat of the serpent themselves.
Dustin, I do tend to agree with you to a large extent, and we're all getting jaded. So we'll see what happens over the next 18 months, because if they steal another one, it's game over for our republic. I don't see how we stop this cultural Marxist agenda. All right, I want to do one more screen share here and just cover this attack, this war against our family. Look at the thumbnail I used in this art, guys, for the latest one, The Pedo Purveyors Want Our Kids. It's my roundtable discussion with Dr. Len Horowitz, Mitch Fine, the attorney, and John Moore. They want to steal our kids, right? We know that. Now, the guy there who's not costumed like a freak, that's state senator from California, Scott Wiener, who is behind some of the most deplorable, atrocious anti-family bills you can imagine. And I'll share more on that in just one second. But look at this thing right here. Look at the hat this thing is wearing. CP. What do you think that stands for, Dustin?
Yeah, it doesn't take much of a guess. It's probably child porn. It looks like someone dressed as a nun, too. And, that brings up this whole Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence thing. I don't know if you want to comment on it.
Oh, please do. They're so evil. They laugh in the face of God. They mock Christianity. Yeah. They literally mock Jesus Christ. I don't know if you saw the video, the clip of one man hanging from a mock cross with another one of these trans insane people writhing and dancing on the cross and doing, it's insane. These people are literally Sodom and Gomorrah level brainwashed idiots, fools.
Well, they want to mock God, and you're seeing it everywhere. You're seeing it in the pop culture with, so-called children's artists out there. I forget the name, but the guy who gave the lap dance to Satan, Little Nas X, I think it is. Most of his stuff is geared toward little children. He has a little country music thing. He has books for young children, elementary school age. And then suddenly he's giving a lap dance to Satan with high graphics and slutty stuff everywhere in his music videos. You're seeing that sort of Miley Cyrus thing, build them up, let the little kids trust them, and then burn them out in front of everyone so that the little children grow up with a horrible role model. Essentially, that seems to be a formula that plays itself out again and again with the children of the elite, especially in Hollywood. But the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence is just one example of how they're trying to openly mock God. And this coincides, it correlates to a rise in the degeneracy and sin that goes along with this Sodom and Gomorrah, like you said, this LGBTQ agenda. I don't want to like pick on gays too much here, but most of them end up with maybe 1,000 partners over their lifetime. They end up with, incontinence. They have to wear diapers. They end up with intestinal worms. They end up with all sorts of health issues. And about 50% or more of them were raped as children by an adult man. And the cycle continues and it continues. And you want to feel sorry for them until they start hurting children. So, we're just at that cycle again, where this thing has been ignored for too long. Too many children were hurt. Now they've grown up and we're all dealing with the consequences.
I think that's really well said. And this Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Yeah, it is absolutely literally about mocking God, the God of the Bible, and Jesus Christ. All right. I want to do one last screen share here. California bill would punish parents for misgendering children. Dustin, these people are so literally insane. And by the way, this all reminds me of Winston in Orwell's 1984, in which Winston realized he must confess that 2 + 2 = 5, because after all of the brainwashing and torture, how could he know for sure that 2 + 2 = 4? So the government will control the truth, and the government will eliminate and target what they call misinformation and disinformation as they prop up content like this, where if a parent refuses to affirm the gender of an 8-year-old who says, "Daddy, now I want to be a girl," because the teacher says I'm a girl, because the teacher says I'm a girl, and then the teachers and the school gets involved, the state can take the kids from the parents. You just can't make this stuff up. How can you even explain this level of evil going on in California, Dustin?
Well, it's actually relatively simple. We see the same sort of evil happening in places like Palestine. It's an ethnic hatred followed up with an occupied nation. So our enemies, ethnic enemies, hate us, and they occupy all the positions of power. It's that simple. And they work together to destroy us through sin and also through things like vaccines, our culture, degeneracy for our children, laws like this. I mean, it's just everything, everywhere you look, it's the seed of the serpent waging war against all colors of hue man, you know, all hues of man, mankind. Most people don't know that term, by the way. Genesis 3:15 introduces a war between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Most Christians are not taught this in their church. So, you know, the seed war is a relatively unknown term. So people should kind of know that context.
Yeah, the other thing, too, that I want to mention is that if you take a look at what Baphomet is, it's a trans god, right? A trans deity, a trans demigod, and these people worship. See, trans, this whole transsexual thing, is part of their religion, and I know you're going to get into that and vet that out for us, Dustin. Just one last news item here. J.P. Morgan agrees to a $290 million settlement with Epstein victims in the best interest of all parties. What, for this to go away? Right? For the real names to never be named, for the real facts to remain hidden forever. It's just one additional cover-up amongst all the other cover-ups JP Morgan has been involved in. And by the way, Gary Gensler, that snake, that former Goldman Sachs snake who went to the CFTC and did nothing to rein in the bankster paper manipulation of gold and silver markets by JP Morgan and other banks, he did nothing to stop that criminality. But now he's targeting crypto and Coinbase and Binance, and they want to kill Bitcoin because, in his words, we don't need any more digital currency. We already have digital currency. It's called the digital dollar, the digital yen, and the digital euro. That's exactly his words. I'm literally quoting that snake, Gary Gensler, in his war on crypto, along with that lying thief, Elizabeth Warren. So I hope people are starting to get the big picture here. Every apparatus of this stinking, rotten, filthy criminal government has been turned around on we the people. And it's not just the SEC. It's not just the FDA. It's the DOJ and the FBI that are also targeting Donald J. Trump, as the Biden crime family, Dustin, commits all level of treason on a daily basis and has for decades. We live in a banana republic. I just keep saying it over and over, Dustin.
Well, it doesn't make sense. And for a long time, it didn't make any sense why they would do these things. Obviously, there's this New World Order agenda. They're selling us out. But why the occult stuff? Why all of the things going on with children? Why all of the symbolism? Why all the Satanism? Why the anti-Christian bent? Why the anti-white bent? Why does this culture war seem to be playing out in Western nations? It doesn't seem like China or Africa is having a border issue. It mostly seems like the Western countries are being flooded with foreign age military citizens, mostly men, military age, like I said. So, I've got it all mapped out. It all started to click for me when I studied the deep state's belief system, what we call Mystery Babylon, sort of collectively. All the secret societies, what they believe in, the pagan pre-flood teachings of the fallen angels that they still hold as their like sacred texts, which are actually the foundation of a lot of our sciences. Like, for example, Newton pulled gravity right out of Hermes' emerald tablets. It wasn't something that he found or invented or created or discovered. It was something that he pulled out of a pagan text. There's a lot of this. It goes into everything that we've been taught. It undoes everything we've been taught. But once you see it, you don't unsee it. And the fact is, the Bible warned us the whole time. There is a seed war between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. There are non-human entities out there. They began in Genesis 6 called the Nephilim. For a long time, they were giants. They had double rows of teeth, six fingers on each hand, six toes, working digits. Even Goliath, way later, much smaller, still had six fingers on each hand. And it was pretty common among his village. In fact, the Bible describes this. So you've got these Nephilim, these giants that are basically cannibal demons, worshiping Satan, eating humans, lording over us as tyrants. I like to refer to them as tyrant, demigod, cannibalistic demons, basically. And that's how history played out until the flood. And in the post-flood world, you see the Bible talk about the story of the sons of Anak in the land of Canaan. And it was the Canaanites specifically where you see all of the post-flood giants, because Canaan was a bad kid and there's some drama that happened there and there was a curse and his genes weren't pure, pre-flood Nephilim, wife, all that stuff. So in the post-flood world, you get more giants, and these giants have basically been continuing the war against mankind, all colors of mankind, ever since. They believe that we're less than animals to them. They want to wipe us out or enslave us. They want to outlaw Christianity. They hate God because they are damned from birth because they're not made in God's image. And they run the deep state. I know all of that sounds nutty, but I can prove it all.
And I'll let you do that here in 1 second. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, Dustin, is I was listening to a broadcast from Owen Benjamin, and he was talking about white supremacy, right? There is no white supremacy except for there is. There's a very small group that say they are the chosen ones, and their goal is supremacy. Their goal is to wipe out Christianity. And we can talk about that, but I did want to ask you, why do the Jews and the Muslims never get attacked like the Christians do? You notice that? We got the Sisters of Perpetual Filth. They're targeting Christianity. Yeah. They would not dare target Jewry or Muslims. The Muslims would track these people down and behead them, I think, Dustin.
Probably. Yeah. And well, you see, like Voltaire said, and I may be forgetting the quote exactly, but, you know, if you want to know who owns the world or who rules over you, find out who you're not allowed to criticize. And basically that's it. If you want to see how aliens and giants connect to the transgender agenda and the secret societies of the deep state and the Bible and everything else, I've built a map for people. It's the first of its kind. It's part of our hidden history archive at theserapeum.com. And you can go to it at theserapeum.com/map. We're up to edition 10. And basically, this is a mimetic debate map. It includes evidences for every claim. There are articles. There's a 200-hour-plus docuseries. We've got all this laid out on the website, evidences included. As I believe, you know, don't just trust me. Extraordinary claims definitely require extraordinary evidences. But just quickly, I'm going to walk you through a couple of things here. I'm going to try to find the one about the transgender stuff while we're chatting. I've moved everything around sort of recently to make it fit better. This connects the fake science. This connects the Bible. This connects the hidden history. This connects the child trafficking. Here it is, the transgenderism. Let me zoom way. It is a big zoom. I mean, this is a very big image, and you have to zoom way in to actually get to read some of this stuff. But basically, this image will show you, and I can pull it up on a different screen. Who's behind the transgender movement? You can kind of tell from the symbol already. Yeah. It's always them. It's always them, no matter where you look, what evil it is, the race war, the transgender stuff, the normalization of taboo, the porn industry, the politics. It's always the same people. And let me just pull up the transgender article. Go ahead and chat if you like for a second while I do this. It's going to take about 10
sure.
Seconds.
I mean, look, the slippery slope that we all knew was coming is now upon us, because there was a point where all they wanted was gay marriage and what they called equal rights, you know, and then they wanted people that were Christians that didn't support their agenda to bake them cakes. So we had to go to court over that. And then, of course, the courts say, no, you, Mr. Christian cake maker, you got to do exactly what these people want. That's all part of the new freedom. And now it's the slippery slope into absolute trans insanity, where if you don't support your child who's been brainwashed in the public schools of non-learning, if you don't support that child's desire at 8, 9, 10, maybe even as young as 3, 4, 5, some of these hospitals are doing surgeries on babies, on toddlers, folks. If you don't support that agenda, if you realize that your kid is not actually a dog when they crawl around on the floor at age 5 and say, Daddy, look at me, I'm a dog, But if the child says, Daddy, now I want to be a girl, if you don't support that, the state will step in and steal your children in places like California. And Minnesota's not far off either, Dustin. This war on humanity has reached a point where I never dreamt it could have gotten this bad this quickly. I mean, this has all happened in the last decade, man, less than a decade.
Well, this is, you know, this is difficult for many to believe, and I don't expect people to believe it, frankly, but I'm going to say it anyway, because I believe it. And I think it's the right thing to do. All of the signs that are mentioned in the book of Revelations have either already happened or are happening or are very soon to happen. You know, very specific prophecies that have been predicted thousands of years apart have come true with the Bible over and over and over in fine detail, with no one having a clue of what it really even meant at first until way later. And then it comes absolutely true. And I'm not talking Nostradamus subtlety. I'm talking specific stuff with dates lined up exactly as predicted. So if you're looking at the signs, if you're following the signs of prophecy and eschatology, as the Bible says we're supposed to do, and be vigilant watchmen, then you're seeing the signs, red alert right now, and we are entering tribulation. That scares a lot of people. A lot of people believe they're going to get raptured out before. That's not what the Bible says. It says after, but I don't want to hurt people's feelings or get them mad at me. And I usually get a lot of heat for even saying that. But basically, we're entering it now. That's why you haven't been raptured. We're already entering the tribulation. And the seed of the serpent has risen to power over the children of Israel, which, as you mentioned earlier, there is actually a chosen family, not a chosen race. Originally, all mankind were white. And one of those white families, way later, through Abraham, Isaac, and then Jacob, whose name was changed by God himself to Israel, that family of white people was chosen as God's chosen family to be the salt of the earth, to be an example for other people, to bless the world, and basically to colonize the world with Christianity, essentially, which is how history has played out. That family was blessed to be very numerous as one of the offspring of Abraham, just like Muslims were, for example, also from Abraham, different family, different blessing, same blessing, in fact. And that family became the lost tribes of Israel became the founding families of Europe, essentially, and the Western peoples. Now, what you're seeing play out here is the seed of the serpent, the giants of the pre-flood world, they have combined with the Edomites, which are Jacob Israel's brother Esau's children. And Esau, God hated him before he was even born for some reason. He willingly mixed his Hebrew DNA in with the giants. Once again, he took multiple Canaanite wives. Later on, his people constantly warred against, betrayed, and murdered basically the pre-Christian Hebrew people of God, and tried to stab their cousins in the back every chance they got. And they also, again, mixed with the Hittite giants, or Hivite giants, I forget. I think it's the Hittites, on Mount Seir. And then basically from that point on, the giants were not much bigger than us. They were very small, smaller than Goliath. The DNA had been so polluted at that point that essentially there are no giants left. But the seed of the serpent continues. They're just a devolved form, badly diluted with humanity's DNA now. So they don't have giant brains. They don't have the elongated skulls that you find in the ancient archaeology. They don't have the six fingers and six toes usually. That still happens sometimes. But they're still evil. It's still genetic, and that's why God promises in Obadiah 18 to wipe out every single Edomite. Just like the Old Testament God, people called him a bully because he wanted to leave nothing alive about all of the tribes of Canaan, all of the giants that he knew would grow up to eat his children, his actual children made in his image. He knew that these things were demons. People don't understand that about the Bible. They're not taught about the Nephilim. So people like myself, a lifelong atheist until I was 30 something, we're basically assuming God is this evil baby butcher, mass murderer of children. And we're wondering how Christians can even deal with that.
Yeah, that would be the abortionists and the abortion agenda. I mean, literally, the people that worship Moloch, like Hillary Clinton, frankly. And by the way, before we get into this, who's behind the rise in transgenderism and the Talmud in relation to this entire agenda, let me just end your screen share just briefly. And I want to show you guys just one more thing about how this evil is now manifesting itself in our world. And it's gone from 0 to 150 miles an hour in just a few years. By the way, is the seat of Satan located in Geneva, Switzerland? because there are a lot of horrible components of the New World Order apparatus right there in Geneva. Interesting commentary here that I shared on my Twitter account, but let me show you guys this. What you're seeing there is some pride event. I don't even know where this was filmed, but it's absolutely horrific. And the question is, who would take their kids to Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, the answer is those who don't think Sodom and Gomorrah existed. And then I linked to a very important video on my site, thephaser.com. By the way, did you see those children walk by? Who would take their children to Sodom and Gomorrah? I assure you, watch the Phaser video that I shared there about Sodom and Gomorrah, a tour of where Sodom and Gomorrah is to this day, where nothing will grow, and you can still find sulfur balls, 95%+ pure, at what is said to have once been Sodom and Gomorrah. Dustin, I just wanted to show this, the evil's manifesting itself so quickly in our nation, and it's just astounding how, I guess, eager and easily people fall prey to this kind of evil.
Yeah. And it's even worse than that, because a lot of those children don't belong to those parents originally. A lot of them have gone through a system, perhaps the government system, where they have probably been abused at rates of 30% or more through the CPS or whatever the state system is called. They have different names. And then they're delivered to some gay couple to further abuse them at rates beyond just beyond the pale, way beyond what you would see with a non-gay couple, statistically speaking. Even with the lesbian couples, you continually see examples of gay adoptions where they abuse the children or pimp them out online or pimp them out in person or send out thousands of videos of CP with these children that they got from a straight couple that probably just had one run-in with the police or something. Many times, the parents do not deserve to have their children taken. Many times, there is a human trafficking element within our government. And a lot of those kids do not belong to those gay couples that generally don't have children.
Yeah. Well, take us back to your presentation, and I'll just say one last thing. So you know how CNN maligned immediately Pizzagate and the whole Comet ping pong thing and the Hillary Clinton Podesta emails that were leaked to WikiLeaks by, I think, Seth Rich, who then was murdered for having done that. CNN jumped all over that quickly and without providing any evidence to debunk that material. They did a hit piece debunking what they called Pizzagate conspiracy theories. Well, now we have a brand new New York Times expose about Instagram and Zuckerberg, who owns Instagram, Facebook, promoting pedophilia amongst pedophiles on that platform. And in that New York Times piece, friends, it talks about pizza-related language. It literally mentions the term Pizzagate, and it says that those are indeed terms that pedophiles use when they traffic in these things. They're coded words so that they can have conversations about diddling, abusing, raping children without overtly saying it. So Pizzagate is very much real, despite CNN and the mainstream horror media's attempts to debunk it. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. I'll turn you loose again, Dustin.
This is a truth that's so hot and so censored that most people won't allow themselves to even think it, lest they risk their freedoms, their livelihoods, their reputations, lest they risk the wrath of their friends and family who are also afraid to think it. So when you actually start to name the people in charge, you start to quickly get a lot of people that back down or shut up, because it is dangerous. Basically, they will do what they just did to Kanye West. The richest, most influential Black man in the world was disappeared and nearly bankrupted overnight, lost his influence, a lot of it, lost his reach, a lot of it, and lost about half of his money, and then also lost most of his social contracts and ways to make money in the future. And he's basically a social pariah because he dared to even begin to criticize the ruling class, the ruling Edomite race that rule over us, which are indeed the seed of the serpent. That's not going to make sense to a lot of non-Christians. So let me paraphrase it a different way. If you've seen things like Ancient Aliens or the History Channel talking about giants, the evidence is very clear and it's abundant that these things that were not human lived among us. Now, there is an alien version of this narrative, which I think is the whole point. I think they're trying to prepare us for an alien deception, which is the return of the fallen angels of Genesis 6, known as the Watchers. But as foretold by prophecy, by the way. Anyway, the whole alien phenomenon leads back to ancient Sumeria and the pre-flood world as well. and the Anunnaki. And the Anunnaki were supposedly a race of hybrid or aliens that hybridized with humans and basically created a royal lineage, a royal bloodline of rulers and a slave race to mine gold for their spaceships and stuff. Now, this is not true. This is an ancient Sumerian mythology, which is essentially a Nephilim perspective of history. That's why it tells the same story. That's why they all have a flood. Every mythology, all the ancient religions, they all have a flood. They all have a survivor and his three sons. They all have a serpent. Most of them think the serpent is the wisdom bringer. Our version is that the serpent is a bad guy, but they all have a serpent, whether they call it a wisdom serpent or a Quetzalcoatl or whatever. And they all have giants that in our version were man-eating cannibalistic demon tyrants, and in many other versions were the gods of their religion. So you're basically seeing a pattern emerge where all of the religions tell the same story, but they have all been either the Nephilim perspective of their local ruler, or they were babbled later on through the babbling of tongues after the Tower of Babel incident. And God split the languages into 70 different languages. That's why you see the etymology of pretty much every language on earth roots back to the same root language. However, and they all basically have similar stories about the same sort of mythology. So example, Nimrod becomes Nimrod or Apollo or Melkart or Baal, all the same character, but under different names, understood by different cultures, sometimes represented in different ways, more of a war focus, more of a disease focus, more of a fertility focus, but always generally represented with child sacrifice. And indeed, Nimrod of the Bible was the founder of Freemasonry. And the whole point was to bring back the one world government, the one world religion, and the war against God. The whole idea of killing God in the hearts and minds of mankind is the only way they could kill God, but basically make mankind forget God. And they've been doing it since the pre-flood world and ever since. This fallen war, Satan and his friends and family, basically in a war against mankind. I know that's a lot for people to believe. Whether you believe it's aliens and hybrids and Anunnaki, whether you believe that it's the Nephilim and the fallen angels of Genesis 6, it's the same story in essence. These hybrids came here. They ruled over us. They enslaved us. They ate us. They were tyrannical. They were evil. They were monstrous. And they got smaller every generation, diluting themselves with mankind. They were kind of rapey. And then later on, they ended up being what we call today a Jew. They go through basically the Nephilim pre-flood through the Canaanites post-flood in the land of Canaan, the sons of Anak. I'm going to get some water. Excuse me.
Well, let me ask
and
you something.
And then they go through, sure.
Well, finish up. Go ahead.
Well, they go through, so the lineages basically go Canaanite, and then they just suddenly disappear from history. They change their name to Phoenician to blend in. They basically rule the Phoenician Empire. They, for example, the Battle of Carthage with Rome, which is a famous historical battle, was one of their little outposts. But what the Roman soldiers found there that they were doing to their own children was so horrific that the Roman soldiers were like vomiting and horrified. And these were not like guys that were not used to violence and blood and gore. They were Roman soldiers. They were used to it. But what they were doing to their own children horrified these soldiers, according to the historical record. And basically, like you see in some of the occult breakdowns, they would throw their babies to Baal and burn them. And the priests would burn them alive and then eat the flesh, which is where we get the word cannibal. The Canaanite priests of Baal sacrificing people's children. They would even claim the firstborn, which is God's domain of every generation. In some cases, when they had that power to do so, it got pretty evil. These were an evil, evil people, and they generally represented sort of the early on when they still had elongated skulls and 20-30% more brain capacity than us and different skull sutures and stuff, and it was completely different anatomies. They were still smarter than us. And back then, they were basically kings and high priests. You see them surrounding all of these megalithic structures that we still can't represent or build today. They're huge megalithic stones, many, many tons. We still can't simulate that today. That's called Cyclopean architecture. Most of the time it is. And that's where they interlock. And even if an earthquake happened, they're just not even going to budge. It's a beautiful form of architecture, that was the giants. And all around those things, all around blood sacrifice altars around the world, in every continent, you find these elongated skull high priests surrounded by baby bones and stuff. So it's just getting weirder and weirder when you actually look into the hidden history. And then you find the deep state worships these things. The deep state looks up to them. Nimrod himself became one through some sort of self-manipulation in the post-flood world. He became a Gibborim, a Nephilim, after he put on the garments of Adam and Eve that he stole from Noah. Now, I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but basically there has been a war of these demons against mankind since the days of Jared, since Genesis 6. And they survived the flood because of Noah's sons not having wives. They needed wives, and all flesh was corrupted, as Genesis records. And ever since then, they have been the hidden hand working for Satan directly on human affairs. And since they have basically been invited into the Western world and the post-Hollow Hoax world, they have taken over in two generations. And now look at us. All of this evil didn't just come out of nowhere. It's being pushed on us by the children of Satan, literal children of Satan, the actual genetic descendants of fallen angels. They're not human. And in their own religious text, their Talmud, it tells them not only that there are eight different genders plus, that's where we're getting this from, but it also tells them it's okay to rape your children. It's okay because you're not human. You're more like an animal, or even less than an animal to them. A thousand of our lives are not worth one of their fingernails. This is some of the stuff that they teach. They teach that Jesus was a sorcerer who raped his donkey and boils in hell. They teach basically sorcery is okay. Sodomy is okay. Child rape is okay. Everything God says is bad, they say is good. And this is the Talmud. This is the lifeblood, according to the rabbis and influencers and leaders of Judaism, of Judaism itself. It's the lifeblood of their religion. Judaism does not base itself on the Torah, the actual law of God, or the books of Moses. They pretend to. They skip Isaiah 53. They pretend to have the Star of David. There was no such thing. They can't actually address a lot of the answers. As I recently debated a fairly well-renowned rabbinical theologian, but I was on the David Nino show, and I recently debated, he actually got a Jewish person to debate me about whether or not Jews are demons. It was a really interesting debate, and everyone agreed I won. And it was basically really weird because he had no actual arguments. He was just sort of implying that I would be cursed by God if I kept being against the Jews. And he kept appealing to Jesus, which was strange. But in essence, when you call them out, all they have is lies. They'll smile, they'll nod, and they'll get the hell out of there. But basically, they have been kicked out of over 109 nations, sometimes duplicates, for eating children or sacrificing children. A famous example being Saint Simon of Trent, who was martyred by Jews stabbing him to death. A little Christian boy stabbed him to death, drained him of his blood, tortured him over many hours one night. And basically, they use the blood in ritualistic purposes. They dry it out. They sell it through their rabbis. Certain ones who grade it, you know, grade A, grade B, Christian blood.
Let me interject.
It's disgusting, but that's where adrenochrome, where we get it from.
And I want you to go there, adrenochrome, but let me interject and just say, for anybody who's listening who says, oh my God, this guy's pretty anti-Semitic, let's talk about that. People don't even understand why the ADL was founded. You want to tell people that story? The man accused of murdering a little boy, maybe it was a girl, I don't recall. I think he raped a little girl. He raped a little girl. And when the powers that ought not be tried to pin it on a black man, the populace uprose and said no, because they knew it was this Jewish man who did this. And I think he was put to death for his crimes. But on the back of that, the ADL was born to protect these people.
Yes. Yeah, it was basically a Jewish pedophile defense organization from its get-go. Leo Frank raped and murdered a little girl, tried to blame it on someone else. And then he got busted. The courts let him out of it, just like they always do with them. Just like Antifa, for example, which is basically a Jewish paramilitary, they always get out of it. But then he was actually lynched later by a crowd, which was the justice of the day. They found him and they mobbed up and they killed him. Back in those days, people still did such things. I think in Tennessee and places like that, they still do. But basically, he was a bad guy, and that's the standard. It wasn't Epstein is not Epstein is not a one-off. Epstein is the normal. Epstein is just what happens when they have money.
Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know Bank of America is saying gold will go to $2,200 this year? An all-time high. Invest in a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments today and take advantage of this rare opportunity to secure your retirement savings. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment and no guarantee of any kind, so do your own due diligence. But I myself own gold. With the experts at Noble Gold Investments, you can ride the wave of gold's historic rise to financial security amidst all the inflation. This month, they're offering a solid silver 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with every qualifying precious metals IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth and bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin if you qualify. noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, let me ask you this here, because we're going to try to keep this to an hour, and this kind of content just goes by so fast because it's very compelling and interesting, and people need to know it. But let's talk about this war on God and their obsession with this trans agenda. It makes sense that they're targeting children when you listen to the testimony of people, like, for instance, the essentially whistleblower who told Laura Logan, the reason they prey on children is because the innocence of children is the closest human beings can get to God. And these people hate God. They want to injure and hurt God. So that's why they prey on children. That's why they torture and murder children. That's why they do satanic ritual abuse ceremonies in which they sacrifice children. They hate God. Thereby, they hate children. No wonder the abortion mills have killed, what, north of 60 million American babies in the past decades. They hate God.
Yes, they hate all colors of mankind, all humans. You know, I like to use the term hue because we're all different hues, but they hate all of mankind because they are not man. And just like the fallen angels had a problem with us from the beginning, so do they. And in fact, God promised. Maybe that's part of God's promise is just playing out, is that they would have enmity. We would not be friends. We would be at war between the human seed of the woman and the Nephilim seed of the serpent. And then just right after that, in Genesis 6, they're born. And immediately they start to slaughter and eat everyone, as ancient history records and pretty much every mythology and the archaeology bears out. And then, fast forward later on, people were beginning to, the big ones were dead. They had killed each other off, starving, basically, just like a liger. The growth inhibitor gene is cut off and they just keep getting bigger their whole life. That's a modern cat. It happens even today. They just had a longer lifespan. And then you fast forward, they were teaching mankind to also contaminate their blood or mix species like we're doing today, making chimeras, making GMO type things, making, super soldiers, weapons, vaccines. I have no idea, but all flesh became corrupted. Somehow they tricked mankind into sinning against the birds, the beasts, the fish, and all the other creatures.
Well, no, that's perfect. Let me just say, so I mentioned Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that. And I hate to keep interrupting. I'll shut up. But look, Sodom and Gomorrah, let's just think about that for a second. The abominations that were happening at Sodom and the sister city Gomorrah were so beyond the pale that God brought down brimstone to destroy those people in those cities. And those cities are still there today and nothing grows there. Go find the sulfur balls for yourself. Again, I should play some of that video. But if we imagine what was happening in Sodom and Gomorrah that made God that angry, in the Bible, it says, well, men liked to lay with men. And that was one of the abominations. But now think about what's going on in our own country. And think about this in the future, 100 years, if human beings survive that long, Dustin. Historians, if the world ever returns to sanity, historians will look back at this time in America. And will they not compare us to Sodom and Gomorrah? Where, imagine if in Sodom and Gomorrah, it said in the Bible that parents were performing surgeries on children, little boys, and giving little boys fake vaginas, and performing surgeries on little girls and giving little girls fake penises and cutting off their breasts. That's a level of abomination that I've never read about in the Bible as it pertains to Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you see what I'm saying here? I mean, all measure of evil, we've reached it here.
We are, again, as in the days of Noah, when all flesh is becoming corrupted. Evil is increasing in the hearts and minds of man continually. Not all, not yet, but There is a war against actual pure-blood humanity. There's a war to make us take the jab. There's a war to make us sin. There's a war to make us complicit in it with this sort of culture war. I call it the sin war because there is a religious background to this. There is a religious agenda behind it. You can see right here the Ukrainian crest, the Khazarian tamga, the Moloch sigil. It's all the same thing. The symbols show the truth because they speak in the language of symbols, just like the Freemasons admit. You can go to thesarahpayam.com/rulers and see the Rulers of Darkness article, or I can take you there. But basically, they admit that they developed the language of symbols after God babbled the languages so that they could, you know, sort of combine and recreate the New World Order and find each other again. So they basically learned how to communicate through symbolism. And now we have all the same symbols that are prevalent back then today as things like our Google Chrome 666, for example, the Gmail icon, which is a Masonic apron, for example. You go down any of these major companies and they're hailing Satan in plain sight with the language of symbols. If you want to know who rules the world, it's always them. And I use this image as an example. I don't think that the blood is very pure and you're going to find the kind of elongation that you used to find. But you know, briefly, these skulls are not the result of headbinding. People did headbind. Up to 60, 70% of people in the post-flood time of Noah pressed their baby's skulls with boards to try to make them look like this, because that was the local god walking around. That was the local ruler, the giant, the priests. They wanted to look like the celebrities, the men of renown, right? So there was a bit of an idolization of these things, living gods or demigods among the people, so to speak, like the Greek mythology kind of records, based on the Nephilim again. But they had different suture lines. They had larger eye sockets. They had 20 to 30% more brain capacity early on. Again, double rows of teeth, six digits on each finger and each limb. And their skulls were a completely different creature. Today, they call them Homo capensis in scientific circles, but they really don't talk about them too much. But they are starting to admit, and you're seeing documentaries like stuff about the Star Child emerge. People are like, oh, is it an alien? You're seeing things emerge about, for example, the elongated skulls in Peru. People are linking it to aliens, thinking aliens lived among us. Ancient aliens and TV shows by Satanists, by the way, are trying to spin it like this is proof that the aliens were here. They're basically reading from the Bible and saying aliens, aliens. They're reading from other religious texts saying aliens. Really, the actual answer is Nephilim, fallen angels, because as you and I think both know, I'm not sure where you're at on it, but it's not it's not a cannonball covered in water shooting through space followed by a shotgun blast. While everything just sort of peacefully clings to it, and we have calm, breezy days and you know, gentle rains and stuff like that. That's not the reality of our world. We're actually on a flat, enclosed world.
Before you show us that, and I don't know if we have time to get into the firmament and, you know, what was put on Wernher von Braun's tombstone, Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament showeth his handiwork. We can talk about that briefly, but you showed a picture of Lord Rothschild, and look, some people have skinny heads, some people have round heads. Not so sure about the skulls going on there, but what I do want to say is that the Khazarian Mafia rules this world, and Biden has said that he's a proud Zionist. In his own words, you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. So I just wanted to show this sigils thing as we were talking. I did a screen capture of what you showed there, and I tweeted this out. Probably nothing to see here. Sorry I brought it up, but it is interesting. The Ukraine crest, the Moloch sigil, the Khazarian Tamja sigil. They're all the same. Dustin, they're all the same. Yeah. And the Khazarian Mafia, headed by Rothschild, in my view, I know there's other powerful families behind the scenes, but the Rothschilds are sort of the figureheads, the faces for this agenda at this point. The Khazarian sigil is the same as the Moloch sigil, is the same as the Ukraine crest. God, I wish we could wake more people up, Dustin.
Yeah, and I was sharing, I mean, I agree with you, and I'm going to share something else about them that you should know in Ukraine as well, other than the fact that they're mass organ harvesting the children of Donbass, the young Christian children. Right. This is basically the shape of our world. I wish I could afford a nice one that's more like, you know, three-dimensional and shows the mountains and stuff, but this is basically, you know, a little piece for the bookshelf. And this is what's really going on. They're not actually Nazis. The Nazis were defending themselves from the Nephilim. The 6 million hollow hoax, complete lie for which there is zero evidence. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not coming from a place of hate. I have a multiracial family. I have three children with a Chinese woman from Taiwan, which is free China. Basically, I'm not a racist by any means, but this is what the Bible says. And I was trying to understand the deep state, why they hurt children and why they're hurting us, why they're killing us, why they're trying to wage war against all colors of mankind. They hate blacks as much as they hate whites. But you know, you're also seeing things like guys with swastika tattoos pretending to be Nazis, wearing a yarmulke, praying at the Wailing Wall. And these are the groups that are primarily also organ harvesting children en masse and were previously ethnic cleansing the entire Donbass region, firing weapons that are banned in traditional warfare, like shrapnel weapons, at schools and daycares and homes and apartment buildings, just basically slaughtering children and then organ harvesting the ones that survived. And then, of course, that was a violation of the Minsk Agreement. Then Russia stepped in and everything else has started to play out. But these guys are not actual Nazis. What's happening in Ukraine is more like the Jews are basically conscripting all of the white Christian men and sending them off to die in a meat grinder war. And that seems to be happening on both sides. Putin is also Jewish, although he started to cover it up. He used to admit it in his first edition of his book. He admitted it. But in subsequent editions, he covered it up, strangely enough. People are waking up to this. People are waking up to, they call it the noticing. And, you know, we saw examples like Ron DeSantis fly to Israel out of nowhere and just sign away our rights to free speech, criticizing this one particular tribe of people. Well, you know, discrimination, hate speech kind of laws that will be used probably exclusively against white Christians, but will be used primarily by Jews. It's a weapon, and it's another hate speech victory for them. And they always do this where they do so much evil, everyone starts to resent them, and then they outlaw criticism of them. Again, everywhere you look, it's always them. I'm not trying to be mean, but the Bible says that there is a race called the seed of the serpent, the Nephilim, and that in the end times, which seem to be playing out right now, they would rise to power, flood the world with different tribes of people, flood the actual people of Israel, the Caucasians that became the Western tribes, not all Caucasians, but that chosen family of Jacob, Israel through Abraham, that group of Caucasians, which are very numerous and became the Western peoples, are under attack. And the Bible says a lot, all this stuff is going to happen. It says they're going to flood us with foreigners. It says that in Obadiah 18, every single Edomite gets wiped out. Not a single one will be left alive. I'm not saying that. God is saying that. I'm just giving people the message that this is not talked about for a reason in modern churches where they don't even know this. The pastors have no idea what a Nephilim is, basically, because they're being taught by Rockefeller-funded seminaries. It's all been controlled and co-opted, as you guys know. They control all the money. They control all the influence. They control both sides of every political party. Or every government's political parties, basically in the Western world, most of Asia. They're still the power behind China. They founded the Chinese Communist Party and they never let go. And they're still the power behind Russia, although supposedly the Bolshevik Revolution, which was them, lost power. It didn't. And they're still the power behind the power there. They were the power behind Rome that eventually destroyed Rome. They destroyed Hellenic Greece. They destroyed the world. So they're trying to do it again, and it's all coming to fruition, and the events of the book of Revelation are playing out. It's that simple. Again, I don't actually expect anyone to believe anything I just said. I expect most of you to think I'm crazy, but I can prove it all.
Well, the thing that's so interesting about this conversation, Dustin, is that just 10 years ago, the things that have come to pass now that we're living through would have been pretty much unimaginable. You know, yeah. It's just what they're doing to children and the way they're targeting parents of children and targeting families is so evil and so palpably evil that I think a lot of people are waking up and they are searching for answers. They're trying to understand who and what is behind this. And time and time and time again, almost regardless of who I speak with as a guest, could be a doctor, could be a lawyer, could be an author, could be a guy like you, who's a little bit of everything. Spiritual warfare. Every single time now we get back to it's a spiritual war. And that is the common denominator now that so many of us who have woken up share is that we understand this isn't just a battle between Demorats and rhinos. It's not just a battle between Russia and Ukraine. It's not just a battle between China and the United States. This is a global spiritual war that's manifested itself in the real world. And I won't be surprised soon if we start seeing demons. And by the way, we must be aware about Project Bluebeam and what Wernher von Braun said would be the last card, the alien card. That would be the last card they'll play. And now we're seeing that in the mainstream media every single day. Aliens, yes. UFOs, yes. It's all real, they're telling us now, Dustin.
Yeah, they won't shut up about it. And I do briefly want to mention, you know, there's a curious little riddle. There's many curious little riddles in the Bible. You know, it's such a great thing to study God's word. It really is. It brings so many layers of value to your life. But one of the things that I noticed is there's very few demons in the Old Testament. Before the flood, there's almost no talk of demons at all. But after the flood, when all those giants got wiped out in that time period, suddenly there are demons all over the place. When Jesus is casting them into herds of pigs, they are legion. They're everywhere. In essence, when something is not made in God's image, as I understand it, its spirit does not continue on. Now, this is what some of the scripture says, especially some of the apocryphal texts that they took out of the Bible that still have accurate prophecies and predictions that were often written by prophets. But they just took them out, even since the 1611 KJV, just many books gone, you know. Same people behind it, by the way, the same people that took out our God's name, Yahweh, from the Bible over 6,000 times and put in the Lord, have tinkered with things so that we don't follow God's law anymore, so that we don't think about the Nephilim, so we barely know what the fallen angels and the watchers are, or that they're going to come back as aliens. There's so many things that have been tweaked in the scriptures just a little bit. The word Jew, for example, never appeared in the original manuscripts. It's only been there a couple of hundred years. Originally, it said Yahudim or Judean, which means a citizen of Judea, which had numerous races living in it at various time periods. And also Yahudim means of the family of Judah, which isn't even all the tribes, by the way. So basically, they just took those words out and put in Jew. And it's confused a lot of issues. Now, parts of the Bible say things like the Lord gave my Lord things, or it doesn't make any sense grammatically because they have actually butchered modern editions of the Bible. They're not all bad, but you know, you have to understand where they corrupted it and see the specific, you know, it's new, it's subtle, it's nuanced. They didn't change much, but what they did change had a dramatic impact. And now you have things like dispensationalism, pre-tribulation rapture theory. I don't think that there are any actual denominations of Christianity that teach to follow God's law. You know, there's a lot of things. None of them talk about the Nephilim, to my knowledge. There's a few people on the internet that talk about it because they hold the skulls and, you know, they're more archaeologists than pastors or theologians, but they get into the topics of the Nephilim because that's the subject matter of the skulls they're finding during their excavations and stuff. You know, people like L.A. Marzulli and Forrester and Steve Quayle and others who are out there actually doing these excavations and leading these tours and finding these bones and getting the DNA tests done to prove that these things were not human. In fact, you know, it's a story for which there is more evidence than we could possibly even record in a 200-hour documentary series. And I've tried. There's so much evidence for this seed war. But it's so suppressed, and it's, as of the last couple of hundred years, a very taboo topic. Even the last couple thousand years, early Christian founding fathers believed in the Nephilim, but then just a couple of hundred years later, it started to become more a metaphor for famous people instead of giants for certain sects. So you're starting to see like the dilution of the word. But then at the Dead Sea Scroll discovery, with the original Christian teachings, the original Christian library, sort of in sharp contrast to the modern Bible, not only do we see it verifies the modern Bible as very ancient and accurate, despite those little changes, but it also, and we can discover those little changes more easily, but it also shows that they were focused heavily on this war between the sons of light and the sons of darkness, between the seed war, between the Nephilim, the fallen angels. One of the most popular texts in the caves of Qumran, which were the original Christian library, basically. It's also called Beth Bara. Basically, many of you will know that's kind of where Jesus got started. Were about the fallen angels, and the book of Enoch was like the second or first most popular text found. So when you start to put together the pieces, and because of the internet, we can do that now. They've deleted a quarter of the Bible, maybe about a third of the Bible. They have changed our history. They've deleted the actual science, and they've changed it to scientism, where now everyone believes that we're on this cannonball shooting through space. Everything is evolving. We're not evolving. They have those pictures of monkey and man and all that stuff between. We have millions of monkey bones. We have millions of man bones. We have none of that other stuff. We have zero bones proving any of those things in between, called the missing link. None of it ever. Spontaneous generation has been debunked. They know that their science is fake, and they keep finding ways that prove God in science, and they can't seem to figure out the riddle, and they don't want to see the riddle because they don't want us to believe in God. And I think nowhere is that more apparent than biblical Earth. So I focused a lot of my time recently, I know we have short time left, trying to wake people up about the biblical Earth, because it's a deprogramming tool. It wakes them up and it brings them to God, literally. And then also trying to wake people up to the seed war, which I think is the most censored truth in all of human history.
Well, one more screen share, and I mentioned this earlier in the interview, but I think it's worth playing here. We can watch this together. The audience really needs to watch this, in my view, because when we think about this war against God and this war against humanity, you know, the question really needs to be asked at this point: where is the seat of Satan located? Might it be in Geneva, Switzerland? Because a lot of horrible components of the New World Order apparatus are there. This man makes some pretty good connections between the Bible and Satan's whereabouts on planet Earth. Not only is the CERN Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland, guys, so is a lot of other bad stuff. Listen to this.
Today, as I was reading scripture, I came across something that blew my mind. The Bible tells us where Satan's throne is. In Revelations 2 and 13, it says, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. So where was Antipas slain? And when you look it up, it takes us here. And when you Google where Antipas was martyred, it brings you to Geneva, Switzerland. It says the traditional account goes on to say Antipas was martyred during the reign of Nero by burning in a brazen bull-shaped altar at the Apollyon Temple in Geneva, Switzerland. And that, of course, got me to wondering, what exactly is in Geneva? Let's take a look. The CERN Hadron Collider, for one, where they're trying to discover and replicate the Big Bang. And of course, if I was the devil and wanted control over the world, I would be sure to bring all the world organizations where I was, such as the United Nations.
You know, I'll pause it there. That spooky music we could do without, but the World Health Organization is there. The World Economic Forum is there. The United Nations, one of their capitals, I guess, the capital at least in the EU, is in Switzerland. And by the way, with CERN, they're not just trying to recreate the Big Bang, Dustin. They're trying to pierce the veil, and they know that that is what they're trying to do. They've stated it. For anybody that's ever watched that official CERN video, that's exactly what they're showing in that video. They are trying to pierce the veil between the seen, our world, and the unseen, the underworld. That's what they're up to, because these people are trying to usher in the book of Revelation and the end times. And by the way, thank God for the apocalypse that's currently occurring. That is the unveiling, so that people can now see what's going on and we can point the finger at who the demons are, Dustin.
Yeah, and I want to add something that's kind of shocking / interesting about CERN in general. I have an article about this, but what very few people know about the Tower of Babel, which was, you know, King Nimrod, one world ruler, one world government, one world religion, became a giant somehow on his own genetic manipulation, pre-flood technology that he found, I don't know. But basically, he was a bad dude, and he was the founder of the Freemasons. And what he sought to do, that few people understand about the Tower of Babel context, because it didn't really fully make sense at first, He went to a place called the Eab Zoo, which went all the way back to like Cain and an altar and sacrificing fish to Satan. And he attempted to basically expand Eab Zoo, which was what we where we get the term the abyss, where the Sumerians, the people of the days of Noah, basically understood the fallen angels to be trapped, understood the abyss to be. He wanted to go there to build his Tower of Babel. And also on top of this, you know, he wanted to build a sort of false Mount Olympus, a false Mount of the gods, so to speak. So you fast forward, and I have an article that basically compares CERN to the Tower of Babel rebuilt. They are again attempting to pierce the veil into the abyss and summon those things that are trapped there, which goes back to the angels of Genesis 6, the fallen watchers, the spirits mentioned that Jesus ministered to, or more like bragged victory to when he was dead for 3 days in hell, basically, and then left because he had the keys. And these things have been waging war against us, and one of them has been free the whole of human history. We call it Lucifer. We call it Satan. Those are not actually names. Those are titles. Satan means the adversary, and it could be a multiple, you know, a plural. It could mean multiple, like all of them are the Satan even. And it also Lucifer means the light bringer, which is a more recent Latin word. The names of these fallen angels are recorded in scripture, like in places like the Book of Enoch. And also the word Azazel appears in the regular Bible too. And Azazel, or one of the others, seems to be the actual character we call Lucifer. But now they're all back since the advent and explosion of alien sightings. Now all of his other, you know, co-generals of evil are back. And it's not just one fallen angel that we're dealing with. Now we're dealing with all of them, 200 or more. And that means that there is an explosion in technology. There is an explosion in sin. There's an explosion in genetic contamination and the creation of Nephilim, the corrupting of the image of God, so to speak. A war against God, a war against babies, a war against especially God's people. You're seeing all these things ramp up, and you're seeing sort of the children of Satan loosed on the world ever since what basically they talk about their long wandering. They talk about how they were kicked out of all these countries. They talk about how they've been persecuted. They don't talk about why, but they've been kicked out of all these countries, like I said, for eating Christian babies and draining their blood and weird rituals and stuff. And adrenochrome, although they didn't call it that at the time, has been something they've been engaged in since basically the pre-flood world. It's part of their religion, sacrificing humans especially, although they use their own children too, if necessary. So, you know, their favorite is young Christian boys. I'm not being mean when I say these things. Like I said, it's on the court records. Monarchs were involved. Judges found guilty all over the historical record. 100+ nations found them guilty. It's not like it's a hearsay or a libel thing. It's actually a reputational issue now. If a child trafficker or a human predator was found guilty 10 times and they're on the watch list for, you know, sexual predators, and they move in next to you, you may want to know about it. You may not necessarily listen to them when they say, oh, that's just blood libel. Don't listen to that. They were just persecuting me because they didn't like me 100+ times and kicked me out. Just this one group. So basically, when you start to, you know, put it all together, they have been moving there behind the scene throughout human history. They were the power behind Julius Caesar. That's why Brutus betrayed him, because he was sucking up to the Jewish political powers behind the throne. They were the power behind Nero, whose Jewish wife or Jewish girlfriend convinced it, Poppaea, I think her name was, convinced him to kick his pregnant wife to death, burn down Rome, and then blame it on the Christians. They were behind so many different horrific things that have happened to mankind, that 50% of white people today that would be alive are dead in just 4 wars. They're behind the Holodomor, where they starved millions of Christians to death, to the point in the Ukraine area, in the breadbasket of Europe, to the point where mothers ate their own children in some instances, mass death, massive death. They were behind the incident at Dresden, where they basically firebombed the Paris of Germany, with women and children fleeing the war, which had no weapons, no soldiers in it. And then they came back for days and shot them with, you know, bullets, with aircraft, and strafed them with bullets as they fled along the riverways and stuff, just massive slaughter. They were behind the burning of London twice and the burning of Chicago, which was quickly rebuilt with Jewish-owned skyscrapers afterwards.
Well, and by the way, I think that they were at least, and by the way, I think they played a role at least in part with what happened on 9/11. The Mossad certainly played a role because those Mossad agents, the dancing Israelis, were captured. They were detained for, what, 65 days or so, sent back to Israel, where they appeared on a talk show and said our purpose was to document the event. Well, how do you document 9/11 without foreknowledge of the event? All right, guys, we're going to do one last screen share here, and it's thesarahpaim.com. We don't have to get into this because I want to show one more thing before we part ways, but this photograph is stunning. If it's not Photoshopped, it does recall, in my mind, the hidden history of humanity. It's all been locked up and put away. It's all being hidden as they do a very, very good job of dumbing us down and taking us from those who were created in God's image and turning us into what you're about to see in this clip from 1927's Metropolis. What was depicted in this movie, by the way, there is a transhuman Satanist portion in this movie as well. It's part of the storyline. But these are the dutiful workers Rockefeller described, not critical thinkers. These are the underground working class that the elite, the Khazarian mafia, still seek to have today when this whole show ends. If they get their victory, if they get their great reset, and those of us who survive and who don't fight back, this is the slave class they want. This is United Nations Agenda 2030, underground slave class, just dutiful workers to serve the elite, the Khazarian mafia, and the Satanists that at that point they think will control the world. Metropolis, 1927, guys. It was all hidden in plain sight way back then. Here's the website. Boy, look at the size of those books. Good Lord. Dustin, thanks for sharing at least a part of our hidden history with us today. I sure do appreciate it. Any final words you have or anything else you want to shout out before we say goodbye?
Well, just that, you know, this hidden history archive, this library of esoteric truth is more of a labor of love than anything. I've spent so much time in the last year trying to just preserve stuff that's disappearing from the internet, stuff that's interesting, stuff about our history, stuff they don't want us to know, which is kind of, you know, right up my alley anyway, because I've been just like you, revealing the truth and fighting the fake news for so long. I don't even remember any other way to live. You know, it's basically my purpose in life is to expose these bastards and stop them from victimizing everyone, especially the children. And it all goes back to that. And this hidden history is, I think, essential to understanding why they're doing all of these things today. Why the vaccines, why the transgender push in schools being pushed on everyone, the majority by a tiny, powerful minority that seems to have all the influence, power, and military and police backing them and everything. The government's on their side. Why all of these evil things are happening, if you want to understand it, it's all there at thesarahpaim.com.
I'll link it below, guys. We should have gotten into this because, you know, I shared that photograph, then I showed the clip from Metropolis. Look at the size of these books. Look at the entries. Can you imagine the history contained in books such as those and what they are trying to do? I do agree with you about biblical Earth. I'm a globe, as we're told, skeptic at this point because their official 24,900-mile map does not stand up to scientific scrutiny. Guys, I'm sorry. If you bump on that, I apologize. It's true, though. Their math, it's not my math, it's not Dustin's math, does not stand up to scrutiny. So why would they be hiding the nature of this thing we live on? Because they don't want us to know God is real. And I assure you, friends, God is very much real. And for those who choose to hurt kids, may God damn the child predators and may God bless the child protectors. Dustin, I sure did enjoy our conversation today. TheSarahPaim.com, guys, it's linked below. Our guest has been the outspoken, the courageous, I would say, Dustin Nemos. Thank you, Dustin.
I have a loud mouth. Thank you so much, Sean.
All right. God bless you. And friends, thanks so much for tuning in. God bless all of you. If you're still with us, please share this far and wide within your sphere of influence on social media. I'm back on Twitter, thanks to Laura Logan and in part Elon Musk. But guess what? I'm still vastly throttled. And I know this to be true because when I was originally on Twitter, I would pick up 1,000, 2,000, sometimes 3,000, 4,000 new subscribers a day. These days, it doesn't happen. But anyway, just wanted to make the point, guys. Please Make the difference you can by sharing this kind of content far and wide within your influence on social media. And may God bless you and your family. Friends, for real news every single day, visit us directly, won't you, at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of these Mockingbird, Kazarian Mafia lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
This product currently has 25,000 adverse event reports and more than 1,500 deaths. And
oh my God.
Giving this product to children because we're saying that they're involved with suicidal ideation. But believe it or not, the side effects of Lupron are suicidal thoughts, mood changes, depression, stroke, muscle atrophy, debilitating bone and joint pain, also cardiovascular events. And now they're saying it also can cause blindness.
What happens inside a child that is questioning their sexuality? They have to question whether God made a mistake. When you do that, you're in big trouble. You open yourself up to satanic possession. And that's what's taking place. And that's purposeful. It's not an accident that this is taking place.